Sometimes the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. That's the case at Lake George Dinner Theater, where a terrific package of entertainment awaits you. You might attend a better play than The Love List, which is playing at the dinner theater through October 20th. You might also go to a fancy restaurant and have a better meal than is served at the Lake George Holiday Inn Resort that hosts Lake George Dinner Theater. However, when taken together, the experience becomes special, as The Love List is enjoyable theater that is offered with a good dinner at a price you would normally pay for the theater or meal alone. Now, in its 45th season, Lake George Dinner Theater does not program the tired and familiar plays that people associate with dinner theater, and it uses professional equity actors in the production. Love List is a bright comedy that is filled with laughs, yet it gives you just enough insight into human nature so that you can think about it after the curtain falls on the show. Another hint about the uniqueness of Lake George Dinner Theater is there is no inexpensive chicken offered for dinner. The selections are beef, pork, salmon, or vegetarian pasta. All except the vegetarian pasta was sampled at my table, and all meals were praised. My pork was prepared with an exceptional country mustard demi-glaze, and Prodigal's medallions of beef came with another very good sauce. Sides and desserts were also satisfactory. But few people go to dinner theater for dinner. A good meal at a fair price is a bonus. The night succeeds mostly by the work on stage, and The Love List works as good theater. The premise is simple. A divorced man is given the gift of a woman of his dreams by his best friend. He provides a list of the top 10 qualities he wants in a woman to a gypsy-like dating service. And before you can say leap of faith, she appears in his apartment, eager and willing to make his life happy beyond belief. The humor in a piece can be summed up by the saying, "Be careful for what you wish. You just might get it." Before long, what looks good on paper becomes very difficult to live with. Plus, every time the list is improved, the situation gets worse. As The Love List tries to become more perfect, it turns more negative. Director Terry Rabine understands that in every farcical situation, the humor comes from the audience being slightly ahead of the characters. He wisely builds the comedy and the pace of the show that the audience anticipates the problem while laughing at every new attempt to make a bad situation better. Fortunately, Rabine has a cast that does not force the comedy and trusts the situation to be funny. Though only a three-person cast, it works as a great ensemble piece. Gerald Davidoux is Bill, the recipient of the gift. He defines the nerdyish 50-year-old as a person you like and wish well. Though the play has some sexual innuendos, there's nothing smutty about Bill's desire to find a perfect mate. His friend Leon, as played by Bill Saunders, is a bit more lusty and gets a lot of humor out of not being able to figure out his friend's decency. The two actors work exceptionally well together. Rachel Cordish is delightful as Justine. She plays the beautiful woman as an almost robotically nice person in the first act. This sets up her decidedly human behavior in the second act. It's a perfect example of an actress building a character, both comically and dramatically. That defines The Love List at Lake George Dinner Theater. It's a fun comedy with enough drama to make it more than shallow entertainment. In other words, it's a near-perfect night of entertainment. The Love List at Lake George Dinner Theater at the Holiday Inn Resort on Canada Street runs through October 20th. Performances are Wednesdays through Saturdays. For ticket and schedule information, call 668-5762, extension 411. This is Bob Gefford from the Troy Record.